the question was, what do we do with the information now that we have it? Obviously, I think the reason the media is here today is you're going to pick your bits and pieces of information that you want to convey, and that's the duty of the media, is to convey the message to the general public. The decision makers are obviously, once we can qualify who they are, part of the general public. So I think this is probably a personal sentiment and something I advocated early on in the introduction. I think that, to the gentleman's comment in the back, the basis of a request for the cities to consider a partnership, the foundation of that is evidence, right? Fact. I would caution any politician to make a decision with the taxpayers' money without having facts and transparent facts. There are a lot of facts that the university, as I understand, are internally putting together as we speak. Those have not been completed, to my understanding. And that is why the Board of Regent meeting, which I understand has the legal authority to make this decision, has yet to be finalized. I'm not aware that there has been an agenda posted on this topic. I'm not aware that there's been a date set for the legal authority to vote on this. And I think the reason that has been delayed is because the facts have not been accumulated and presented. So I think I feel like a politician has a fiduciary duty to spend taxpayer money even with greater financial discipline than they do their own money. And with that, I don't know how you can make a decision on whether to support until the university provides us with the same level of expertise and fact, and that has yet to be presented based upon my understanding. So I think we have to just sit here. We've done our part, Diana. I think we now have to sit and wait that and hope that the university, and demand to some degree, that they do their part and that they convey that information to the public, because I think that's the basis of a foundation of a good decision.